I'm here with Kyle McKierney at the Calgary Folk Music Festival. How's it going today, Kyle?
It's very good. Hot out today, but can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing good. I took a walk around and I actually walked by the stage you were performing on your workshop that just happened. Maybe can you explain to listeners the difference between a workshop performance and a normal performance at the festival?
Right, yeah. So when you do your main set, it's, you know, it's your band and your songs and, you know, something that's been rehearsed and it's your show, essentially. But when they throw you into these workshops, it's with, I was by myself with a bunch of artists that, you know, luckily I had met some of them, but most of them I hadn't. And you don't know what you're playing, you don't know who it's with, you don't know the keys of the songs, you know nothing. So you get, you know, thrown out there and thrown to the wolves, I would say, you know?
Yeah. Was it a good experience, though?
Oh, it was great. The first workshop was very fun. It was with Shane, with Ghostkeeper, and it was with Evan Asanabe, and they're both, you know, friends of mine, and I know their material a bit, and they've heard mine, and so that was very comfortable and nice. And then, but the second one was with a bunch of folks from Halifax that I'd never met, never heard of. Electronic music, DJ, hip-hop, it was fun. I mean, yeah, I'd do that again, for sure.
I think that's the beauty of the Folk Fest. I mean, there's so many different genres of music that come together, and like you said, you get thrown on stages with artists you never knew, so it's kind of magic sometimes, right?
Yeah, it definitely can be. I think that maybe that's their intention, is to kind of maybe make you think about music in a way you may not have thought about it before, and it definitely did that for me. You know, just hearing like horns back there, and like that was kind of cool. Maybe I could do that on something, or like a hip hop groove. It was like maybe that would work on something. You know, kind of sparks interest and ideas.
So you've had a pretty incredible year so far. Yeah. Last year you won the Henry Armstrong Award.
Yeah.
And then you came away with 2 Country Music Alberta Awards, and now you're nominated for CCMA. So an incredible year so far. How's it feel? Like, how's your summer going? And tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, it's been wild. I'm just trying to keep up, to be honest. I'm trying to, stay level and grounded, connected to the earth and nature, and just let all those things happen as they will. I don't think about them too much. I just go and do them as they come. Try and stay very present and connected, and I think that's the best thing I can do for, you know, myself and my family. And when I get those moments of like, holy crap, this is all happening, it's very exciting. I'm very grateful, you know, living in gratitude and taking it as it comes, you know.
Yeah. So you come from like a family band background. Your dad was a performer, your brother plays music. Did you guys play together? Tell me how that all started.
Yeah, no, we did. My grandparents, actually, okay, so the first musical piece of lineage was my great-grandfather came from Ireland, was a fiddle player, you know, the whiskey-drinking, jig-dancing, entertainer kind of cat, and then passed it on to my grandfather. My grandmother played as well. They met, and they kind of connected through music. And then they, you know, had my dad, and my dad played bass in the family band when he was 8 years old and kept playing and playing, and he ended up, you know, pursuing music and touring and moving to Nashville. And but I just grew up around all these folks who loved country and bluegrass and folk music, and I guess I was just kind of brought up in it and found an early love. I loved it. I feel like even if you're brought up in it, you have to have the spark, the love for it, and the want to pursue it. And I just happened to have that. My brother and I played, you know, we played my whole life, essentially.
Yeah.
Our first band was when he was 11 and I was 13 or something like, no, I was older. He was 6 and I was 11. That's what it was. He was a bass player. And we went on to, you know, we had a semi-successful pop band and toured with Nick Carter and a bunch of pop acts across Canada. And, you know, family's always been a very important part of it. But I had my own family, and my wife Sarah sings with me in this band. And I think that, you know, continuing that tradition is a really neat thing. That was never an intention, but it's just happening. So just rolling with it, you know.
your Métis heritage comes from your mom's side.
Yeah, it comes from my mom's side.
And they were musical as well.
Well, they were. So my grand, and it's so funny how secretive my grandmother was, because there's so much that got uncovered after she passed, and a lot of it was, you know, about residential school system. Like all her brothers and sisters went through the residential school system, and she played guitar and sang when her and my grandfather met, and we didn't know that until my mom was like, I think she had a memory, and then started asking her older brothers and sisters about it, and then they started to look back at pictures, and she was holding this little guitar and stuff, and it was musical, and she always loved music, and she loved my dad and how he would play and sing, and that side of the family, it was for everybody. That's a big part of how they connected in the early days, I would say.
I think so. Yeah. I think lots of Indigenous families have that music that kind of ties them together, you know, in times when they didn't have anything else to do in a cold winter night or whatever, you know, like.
Totally, yeah. And Grandpa Joe and Grandma Flo, they would always, I remember this, is that we would go there a lot and stay there a lot, because it's pretty common in that culture for grandparents to raise the kids, right?
Yeah.
And so my grandma raised a few of my cousins, and so we were there a lot as well, because my parents were busy and doing whatever, and so I just remember them, they would always play country music as well.
Yeah.
Like she was a major country music buff.
Well, I think in a lot of Indigenous families, a lot of our cousins are kind of like our siblings,
they
right?
Are.
Like we grow up with them, and
exactly.
They're really close, and it's kind of different than not all cultures, but some cultures.
Right? It is. It's the best. I love that. I love that feeling and that part of it, and always have. Yeah.
You've been here the whole weekend. Do you have any more performances, or are you done now for the day?
No, I'm done now. I'm gonna go watch my guitar player and great friend Russell Broom is playing with Art Bergman on the national stage over there. I'm gonna go watch their performance, and I really want to see Sierra Farrell. So Sierra Farrell is this cat that I've been following for quite a few years. Just beautiful vocal and sounds like a phonograph recording all the time. Just so traditional and so right for that style, her tone and everything about it. I just love. I can't wait to experience that on the main stage at 6:30.
Well, that sounds like it's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you for your time. And is there anything else you want to let people know about what's coming up or anything, or how to connect to you? I know everybody knows how to find you on the internet.
So. Yeah, yeah. If you look me up, Kyle McKerney. All my socials are at I'm Kyle McKerney. And want to send love and blessings to everybody. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And enjoy the rest of Folk Fest.
Yeah, you too.